killer rap would never die, but I was wrong. It lasted a while, but not long. All I'm really trying to hear is a hot song.
Radio because
it's straight up.
Yeah, because the mic stand that I'm using right now is like a straight up one.
Well, is that why you asked if you want to sit in the seat?
Yeah, don't worry about it now. No, I can hold a stick for a very long time.
All gay jokes aside, are you sure?
That's just a masturbatory joke. Why do you have to go gay there?
Well,
why do you got to go straight from my closet? Where I'm supposedly hiding in.
Are you keeping all your gay skeleton?
You got all these bones in your closet. They're not bones.
Yeah.
They're boners. Oh, we went straight into the deep end there.
Has anyone made that connection before? Apparently the skeletons have.
I actually thought about that one time, like, every sexual fetish that is weird and crazy, women would be able to do easier than men.
Like what?
Well, like necrophilia.
Really?
I don't know. I always felt that it'd be easier for women to do that.
Well, as long as you had some lube, you could probably sneak your way in as a male into a female.
Have a heater for their thighs.
Hmm.
No, but I just always assume, like...
Well, you always knew that your little crime was going to be cold, so...
Well, I mean, bestiality, yeah. Guys could do that, but easier women could convince dogs.
Easier.
I don't know. It's easier for girls. I don't want to run around trying to fuck a sheep.
Yeah, it's probably easier for a girl.
Mm.
I mean, anything...
No, in New Zealand, it'd be easier for a guy.
This is a weird start to a podcast.
I know. We went straight into the weird shit. Sorry, you've actually been playing games.
Cows. Yes, I have. I got into gaming once again.
Yeah. Also, hello. We are here.
All right. Yeah, sorry. Welcome to the Weebercast number probably 31, 32. I'm not really sure anymore.
Welcome to the 500th annual podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. 500 years of doing this.
Yes, that's right. We're a little... Little do you know that we're actually 800 years old.
Yeah, we're starting to get tired of each other's shit.
Yeah. We're gods.
We're trying to kill each other. We just can't kill each other. We got to find that loophole.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to be on an island, then we're going to cause this plane to crash, and we're going to convince one of the plane crash survivors to kill the other person.
Is that the story to Lost?
Pretty much, except it wasn't one of the plane crash survivors. One of the people that survived the plane crash then died from a person that was living on the island, and then through guilt caused that person to kill the other immortal person.
Yeah.
It's a fucking convoluted story.
Or else what happens when you make shit up on the way.
Yeah, great opening. How are we going to end this? Yeah, so you've been playing games.
Yep. Just doing, it's 2013, and there's going to be new games out this year, so I'm just doing a complete wraparound of everything. Going to wrap up Splatterhouse, I'm going to wrap up Mass Effect 3, possibly even Mass Effect 2 if I get time, get those extra ones.
You know, this really does smell good.
Yeah. He's talking about his microphone, muff thing, I don't know what you call it.
I always just say muff thing, muff. Because it's like, I don't know
it
what the term.
The sounds, I don't know.
It's an air breaker or something. It's a windbreaker.
Or some shit.
It just smells so good. Mm. Haven't you even... Beautiful. I don't know. You never went around to completing Mass Effect 2.
I've completed it, but I don't think I did a hard 100%. Run. Yeah, I didn't do a hard run, I think.
Because that's just essentially send your people to die.
Yeah, and not only that, I didn't actually even buy number 2 until number 3 came out. Like, I just borrowed Lucas's, and then I didn't enjoy the game that much, and that's, like, yeah. See, when...
Yeah.
When a game's good and I borrow it of someone, I generally buy it, like, almost straight away, but yeah. I didn't enjoy it that much.
Yeah. I was talking to Lucas the other day about, like, art books, and he was saying how, like, he spoiled himself for the story of Mass Effect 2 by looking at the art book. Because the Human Reaper was one of the big art concept sort of area things. That would have been great. It's just like, I bought this brand new game. Gotta look at the
artbook. I remember the exact day I finished Mass Effect 2. You know what it was?
What?
Your LAN party. It was that day because I was playing Lucas's game. He was actually there at the party.
And I also knocked over your Xbox.
I was about to say that. This is just not long after they introduced the installing thing.
Mm.
And I had installed the game. And you knocked the Xbox straight off the table. And then we're all like, oh, and Lucas freaked the fuck out. I'm like, it's okay. The game's installed. And it was perfectly fine. The game was not scratched. Thank God. That's the real reason. They didn't add installing so games load faster. That's not why they did it.
They made it so spin slower.
They did it so when people fucking do that thing where they... Because, you know, apparently when you tip the Xbox, it scratches and then people were trying to sue. I reckon that's why they did it. Because people were trying to sue Microsoft because their games were getting fucked from this flaw.
Here's the thing. People shouldn't, like, try to instantly correct a console after it's been knocked over.
Turn it off.
Turn it off because when you try to move it again... Hey, here's the thing. The disk drive doesn't actually center it in one spot. It's actually loosely fitted in there.
If it falls down to the right, to the way it's supposed to be standing, you can lift it back up.
Mm.
But if it falls the other way... The disc is actually upside down, so when you lift it, there's nothing to hold it in place.
Yeah.
So one way is safe and one way is not.
I would suggest turn it off instantly.
Not that this is even a thing anymore, because that was...
It still can happen, though. If you don't install your discs, it can still happen.
Does it do it with the new Xboxes?
Yeah, it could. I haven't tried. Yeah. Why would I want to try?
Yeah, no, I just thought maybe the new Xboxes have probably got the new safety thing in place.
What new safety thing?
I just imagine like there'd be a something on top now, because didn't PlayStation have that? And that's what
PlayStation
was about.
Tend to have either snap-in disc drives, like they actually click the disc down into a spot,
yeah.
Or they've got like a disc drive that slides the thing in and then it grabs it
in
the actual disc drive. That's not how we do it in Xbox land.
One of the things that always confused me about the fucking PlayStation 3 is if you plug it into a non-HDMI TV, like just using component, you have to like hold the on button. It's like, why did they do that? Why didn't they just...
No. I find it retarded, but it only works if it'll only do that if you've gone from HDMI to a lower level.
To a component, yeah. But still, like, the first time that ever happened, Andrew was like, what the fuck? He had to read the manual because he didn't know what the hell was happening.
I've had, I used to work at a place where, like, we'd sell, Xboxes, PlayStations, and everything. Somebody bought a PlayStation 2, came back, and, like, it's not working. I'm going, have you tried holding in the button?
Not to mention, see, it probably wouldn't happen that often because not many people would go from HDMI to component. But if you were capturing games... And, like, you went to component for that, because PlayStation are locked for some odd reason.
They have it locked because it's a way to stop people from pirating high-definition video.
What, you mean, like...
Trying to capture videos, like movies.
Yeah, but isn't that stuff locked? Signal locked?
Nah.
Like, the Xboxes, you can't capture a Foxtel live stream.
Mm.
I think you can capture the catch-up stuff. Or pay-per-view, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can't do live... Like, if it's a certain signal, they can lock the signals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But it permanently just sends the same signal.
Mm. You got Pokemon White there.
Oh, yeah, you can see.
Mm. Is that the 3D one?
No. There is a...
Yeah, no, didn't you say you were getting a new 3D one, or you were looking at pictures or something?
Oh, no, there was an announcement for a new Pokemon game this year.
Oh, yeah.
The 6th generation... This makes so many people happy. Because...
Is that sarcasm? Because it doesn't?
Okay. Essentially, how everybody is that I know... I don't really fucking care about another generation. Everything after Generation 1 shit. Problem with that, Generation 2 actually has a lot of Pokemon that were originally designed for the first game. Didn't have enough space because the cartridges were pretty shit back then.
Considering that Gen 1, like, well, Pokemon, the game, is older than the TV show, does that mean, like, Pokemon that were introduced in Gen 2 are just, like, the standard in the Pokemon series?
Okay,
When did that line happen?
Okay, so Pokemon like Lugia and Hoenn originally always That's why Ho-Oh was in the first episode. Because it was a part of the first Ho-Oh, the rainbow bird Pokemon.
Oh, yes.
It's at the start of the very first episode.
Yeah.
That was intended for the first 190 Pokemon that were designed. Same as Lugia, same as... I'm pretty sure the legendary dogs were... Well, legendary beasts. No one wants to call them dogs because that's annoying. Funny story, Victory Bell was the last one. Victory Bell.
Is that the plant one?
Yeah, the one that James always gets his head eaten by. And there's all these Pokemon, and people are like, Gen 2 is so fucking retarded. A lot of... Like, how many? 40 of the next group of Pokemon were actually always intentionally designed to be a part of the first.
Well, I have a poster, like a framed... Not a poster, it's actually a framed picture of the first 151 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I got that poster before the movie came out, but obviously Mewtwo
was actually 150, Mew was 151. Oh, yeah.
Well, either way, like, the movie hadn't even... Like, the movie... I got this poster long before the movie came out, but obviously there must have... I don't remember the series, but obviously Mewtwo appeared in the series at some point.
Yeah,
briefly.
Team just Rocket before... Viridian? Yeah, Viridian City. Like, when they go back to get the final badge for Ash.
I don't remember...
There's something flying, and that's actually Mewtwo.
I barely remember any of the original Pokemon.
I remember a decent amount,
this
but
is what
not
I remember.
A lot.
I remember the first episode where Ash goes to fight Brock for the first time, then he joins...
Yeah.
What's his face? Then I remember the one where James was actually a rich kid or something.
Yeah, and he has Archie. I loved Archie.
This one here is actually my favorite. The one where Ash finds the Charmander. No, yeah, Charmander who won't... he keeps trying to go
back to the same trainer. Yeah, it's like the abusive wife thing.
Yeah, he's a real cunt, and Ash is trying to adopt him. I remember the one where all the Squirtles work together to become a fire brigade to put out some fire.
Mm.
I remember a trapeze, like, act in water with all the starfish, and that's probably about it. Actually, I remember a circus one as well.
I remember a few, but I don't really like to remember them because I'm like, yeah, this is really shit.
First episode's really bad because Ash doesn't sound anywhere near the same.
Yeah. I actually asked somebody about, like, what they think of the Pokemon, and they're just like, yeah, I actually like the anime more. I'm like...
I actually have a little Pikachu that, like, they used to sell these bouncy balls with the Pokemon inside.
Mm.
I cut my ball open and got the Pikachu out. Mm. Probably a bad idea in hindsight, but...
Yeah.
Lawrence had, I think it was a Mewtwo,
yeah,
and he bounced it into the bush, and we didn't find it till about 8 years later when we dug up the garden. Like, someone was pulling out the garden. And we found it, like, holy fuck, it's still perfect.
Mm. Yeah, I was like up at Toowoomba with Philippe and Lucas and Stella, and every capsule machine that we went past, like, Stella was looking at it to see if there's like any sort of Pokemon. She's not even like a real fan, she just likes them. Because like, that's actually the real original idea of Pokemon, was the capsule machines. You actually got these monsters from capsule machines.
Yeah.
Not out in the wild. It's pretty weird.
Like, what spawned Pokemon? Like, I've seen
capsule
pictures...
machines.
No, but I mean, like, I've seen pictures on the internet where, like, they have a Pokemon, and then, like, they get two real-life animals and join them together, and that makes that Pokemon. Like,
lot of ideas come from, like, animals in real life. Like, well, obviously all the birds are fucking birds, but... You look at the starters.
Like,
somebody
chooses like some sort of. He's got like
a mouse thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a mouse rabbit thing.
Well, the newest fire starter is called Fennekin.
I'm the fire starter.
I hope it's not like Fennekin.
Who's the fire starter?
Its name's Fennekin, and it's essentially designed from a Fennec fox.
Yeah, and there's obviously that one who is quite obviously a praying mantis. Whatever.
Scythe.
Yeah, probably.
There's obviously one that's just a piece of chewed up gum as well.
And there's that one that's obviously just a magnet with a face.
There's one that's obviously just a ball. Well, two that are balls.
And is there any plant-eating ones?
I don't know.
Because that seems like something that they probably missed. Like, out of the plant Pokemon. Oh, he's just grabbing a drink out of the Escobar out there.
I did this so smart, I put all my drinks underneath yours. The person that wants to drink Fanta a lot.
No, I love Fanta and stuff. Just, I had an ice cream. I can't drink. Like, if I'm going to eat, like, chocolate.
I ate, like, 3 times the amount of ice cream.
If I eat chocolate or anything like that, I have to drink sugar-free drinks or something like that. It's kind of a balance. Like, if I don't eat anything that's, like, got sugar in it, then I can have, like, sugary drinks. It's mainly just a limit that I can have. It's not
a limit. There's a limit. We have to draw the line here.
Yeah, it is. It's just a limit on what you can have as opposed... Like, because people try and diet, like, I can't have any of that. Mm. No, fuck that. It's bad for your body. You got to have a bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, don't cut yourself off to stuff.
This room's really dark as well.
Could you imagine if I had the light on? It'd be so fucking hot. Because look at this. There's sweat rolling down. You can't
see. Oh, yeah, I'm still sweating.
It's so dark.
Like, my fucking beard has started to, like, grab water and every now
it's
and then.
It's actually half-half. The side facing the door is really cool, and the side here is, like, all sweaty.
Yeah.
I can't even see the time. That's how dark it is in here. Can you turn the light on these things?
16.
You can turn the light on, can't you?
I always thought they, like, kept the light on. Huh.
I think there's a way you can turn it on. We're not going to worry about that, because we don't want to accidentally
stop the podcast. Light.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
We're talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a new gen, which essentially they've changed how the design's been. Like, they've been slowly going into 3D models all the time, but they've always kept, like, traditional 2D sprites for a lot of things.
Actually, I shouldn't say that.
What did you download?
It was illegal.
He downloaded child pornography.
ROMs are illegal.
But now it's full on 3D.
Yeah.
That's the thing that
they're
going with.
The last one I saw was, I think it was like half 3D, half not. It was weird.
They've been doing it since they started doing games on the DS. Which it's been working more and more. Like, 5th gen, they actually started doing it really well. The fucking 4th gen, it was pretty bad in some areas.
And it's trippy.
Oh yeah, because he's randomly got like this water fountain thing in the back. And now he's reaching to get something. Are you turning on a lava lamp?
Yeah.
A lava lamp. While we're having this whole thing of, like, having no light.
Don't worry, it's not going to be hot. It takes, like, an hour or two.
Said no one ever.
It takes, like, an hour or two to warm up.
Hmm.
It's actually just... It'll be hot. Like, I'm turning it on now, because by the time, like, the sun goes down, it'll be working properly.
Hmm.
But last night, I was just sitting in here with that light going, the lava lamp. All the lights are off. Didn't have the TV going. And then I just had my phone playing, like, cavern, like, water drips and shit. And I was like, man, if I was high right now, I'd be so good.
Who says you weren't?
I was fucking wishing I had some sort of mushrooms, man. It would have been so awesome because the light...
He's been eating too many mushrooms.
It's super relaxing. I think that's actually what made me play Lollipop Chainsaw because... I was just sitting in the dark for about an hour, and I was just like, you know what? This was good. I'm going to play some video games. I had some me time.
Like you were saying about the soundtrack, it's pretty good.
To Lollipop.
Has even Skrillex.
Skrillex. There was some metal song. I don't know what it was, but it was like...
Explain the point.
Something about... I think it was referencing We Are... It was It's All of Us or We Are All...
Oh, no, no. I know what song you're talking about now. Heroes of Time by Dragon Force.
Was it?
Yeah. Glorious forever, all of us. Something like that.
It's like in one of the last levels. I was like...
Yeah, if it's really the cool final episode, final level, and it's at the very start.
Yeah,
that's
really
Heroes
song.
Of Time.
It was really cool song.
I was like
that.
You know what? This is the best way to use a fucking Dragon Force song. Not to be like, hey, here's a game where you pretend to be a guitarist, play this fucking retarded song.
I really liked the soundtrack to that because what they'd actually do...
They didn't use Through the Fire and Flames?
No, they just take parts of every song and then just loop them. So it's fitting, like every song, and the song's played relevant to it.
How did you like when they were using Sleigh Bells' Right Rhythm? Song you probably don't even realize that you were listening to. At the start, when, like, Nick's just been decapitated.
We'll see.
I
played that before I came back to the game. Like, I replayed through that level, but I skipped the cutscenes, so I didn't see it again.
No, it would have been music while you were playing the game. It's like, how to explain the song? It's heavy on the drums. That's pretty much all that it is. Yeah. Like, poof, 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 poof. Fuck, I can't even remember it now.
You know the best
Do
thing
I have
about
my phone?
You know what the best thing about them playing a record is
Dead or Alive.
Yeah, it's actually by Dead or Alive, which is funny because songs.
Then they had a Children of the Bodom song.
Mm. Oops, I did it again. I sing that, right?
No.
They wrote that?
No. Don't do a fucking Rooster Teeth misinformation bullshit. Yeah. God. You know what's the worst bit about those? When people really take them serious. They're like, that wasn't the person that said this.
Yeah, you can't make a joke on the internet. Like, people take everything. It's weird because Chris Hardwick always talks about how, like, in the 80s, there was no such thing as irony. Like, people just didn't get it. And it's sort of becoming that way again.
Hmm.
Like, if you make a joke that's, like, it's, like, ironic or it's, like, you know, what, like something along those lines, it just goes straight over the head.
Hmm. Yeah, people these days are, like, starting to get really stupid. Like, I love when people try to, like, spout factual things about
Factual
things, like, you know, the treatment to animals and that sort of stuff, and shelter houses and that. You didn't read that, did you?
I can't remember what I hit. I don't know if I heard this on Rooster Teeth or, like, Pete Holmes, but I think, what were they talking, someone was talking about, someone was trying to force people to start drinking breast milk from humans instead of cows. It's rude. It's like, it's
repulsive to drink somebody else's
breast.
It was Pete Holmes.
Cause he was saying they have to keep the cows like predominantly pregnant, like sort of something along those lines. And like we don't milk our cows, so we don't worry about that shit. Our cows are,
they naturally get milked by animals.
Yeah. We don't milk our cows.
Our rabbits like, oh fuck.
Our cows are for breeding and they eat the grass. And then occasionally when they're like, 5 or 6 years old, we send them away.
Mm.
But, so I think it was places like PETA, like, who think that's wrong to do that to cows, keep them pregnant, and just so we can drink their milk. So they're trying to force people
actually
to drink breast milk or some shit.
I've had this thought for, like, the last week, so I'm thankful that you've actually mentioned PETA. You know their favorite term, like, their favorite punchline? Pharaoh's murder.
Yeah. They're always trying to get celebrities in their ads, like Pamela Anderson and shit.
I want to, like, point this one thing out. Pharaoh's murder. Mm. You know what also happened, like, a long time ago? People killed animals, skinned them, ate the meat, used the bones for other things. Because, hey, we were resourceful. Yeah. We used fur to stay alive.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's part of our evolution that we used fur.
You know, the murder to get fur back then is what has given you the power to be a piece of fucking shit.
The best thing about
right now,
are they nomads? What I'm thinking about, like, what the people who go from place to
yeah,
place.
Yeah, nomads.
But the best thing about their sort of style is because they wouldn't necessarily find animals to eat all the time, and they'd be on the road. When they killed something, they would take everything from
it. Yeah, every fucking
meat,
little piece.
And they'd use every bit of fur. They'd take everything because they might not eat for another week.
They'd use the claws as, like, actual bits to keep the
And that's fur. That's why a lot of people are fat today as well, because we still eat like that. We eat so much in one go. That's okay if you're not going to eat for another fucking week. But we don't live like that anymore. We live in houses now. Mm. So then we still eat large amounts of food that we don't really need.
Yeah. Yeah, people need to remember that we do have different situations.
Yeah, we're all fucked up from our previous evolution chain, and
we don't evolve is the problem.
Not
Philippe
really,
was talking to me about this.
Yeah, no, instead aliens have butt sex with us.
No, we don't evolve because we always change the situation around us.
Yeah.
Because we've been growing and growing the stuff that is existing around us, we can't evolve to it.
Yeah.
We are settling into it, but when we settle into what we've got right now, something else will come along. You know, it was like such a huge jump from carriages to cars. and we still get different and different cars that are faster, better, softer, like to sit in and all that sort of stuff.
Just talking about like on the chain of like evolution, I wonder how much of our problems is based on the fact that we chose the way we live, like the Thelma or whatever. Which ones are the ones in Skyrim that live underground and blind?
Thelma.
The Thelma? Yeah, like just thinking.
The ones that were slaves to the Dwemer?
Yeah. Like they lost their sight because someone changed their living style and then they had to live in the dark, so they lost their eyesight. How much of our limitations is only because of a way of life that we chose?
See, I still don't get why people would say that you'd go blind underground.
You
kind of be blind, but at the same time,
well, if you like your kids never ever saw the sun,
you have a sensory is the thing.
They could probably see in the dark, but when they came above surface, they probably can't see because they've never seen the sun.
Like
before.
Somebody was saying, you know, what if there was no sun? Like, how would the world be? And I just wanted to be like, our rods would adjust to the lack of light and we'd be able to see.
We may not necessarily adjust. We could over a long period of time. But
no, our eyes would... Our night vision capable.
Yeah, no, but our
you know
kids,
like how the pirates actually...
would be more adjusted to it than we would be.
Yeah.
You know?
We'd be like cats, essentially. We'd be able to see regardless of light.
Yeah, there's a picture that Stella uploaded. Like everyone in the picture's got like a... red eye except for me.
I saw that. I was like, "Oh, doesn't use
I really
red
wish.
Eye.
I really wish that Philippe would upload that picture of him taking a picture of me because I'm.
It's so meta.
Yeah, because there's a picture of me taking a picture of Philippe, and Stella uploaded a picture of me taking a picture of Philippe, and Philippe taking a picture of me. So there needs to be Philippe's side of it. That way, it's like all three. You know, that'd be awesome.
Next time we're all hanging out, we all need to just, like, take a picture of each other, taking pictures of each other.
Yeah.
There is
a meta joke in Lollipop Chainsaw. I can't remember what it is now.
Yeah, at one point she actually says, I'm so meta.
Yeah.
So it was, like, pretty much pointed out straight away.
Yeah, she says it, but, like, it's when... I can't know what they were doing, like...
I think it was in the gaming level.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because it was nerds playing video games of them killing zombies in the video games, but they were zombies, and she was like, I should kill them those zombies, or some shit.
And then that because it'd be so meta.
Meta.
Meta. Meta, meta, meta. God.
There's a really fucked up scene in Red vs. Blue Season 10. I didn't even notice it until Trav pointed it out. When Meta grabs Carolina, he's got the gun on his back, and then... When he puts the chips in, the gun's gone. It's completely gone. Not even in his hand. And then the camera changes and it's back on his back again. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't blame him. Like, yeah, that shit is super easy to miss. I know from like, just doing little bits of animation. What?
No, I agree.
I'm not judging it. I'm just saying it was...
Yeah.
It's off-putting once you see it. It's like that scene... I think it's like season 6 where Caboose is talking. It's like when Church turns into the ghost to go inside the base when Wash is fighting the things. There's a bit where Caboose is talking. You randomly see a crate drop in the background.
Oh, yeah, the bump. That's what it's called, the bump.
What's the bump?
When characters move around objects in Halo 3's engine, if you get close enough in a proximity... Or even just over time.
No, it's like far in the background, though.
Or even just in time.
It looks like...
If it's an object in, like, the game, and it's not actually, like, actually a part of the scenery, it will just move. It will bump a slight amount.
It's not even there in the first place.
Huh.
Like, it looks like they've cut two different scenes together, and a crate just appears.
No, they would have used the same world as the thing.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'll show you the scene some other time. But Caboose is talking. I think it's where he's saying... It's around the point where he's having trouble with staring at Church's body or something. The lifeless body.
Is it actually in the real world or in the dream? Like, the mind world?
It's the real one. It's where he's talking to Caboose... somewhere around the point where he's talking to Church saying, don't leave me with your body. It's creepy. It's around that point.
It's funny because it's actually a robot And, like, it's actually aware that it can move without church.
I like how they do the cardboard look where it falls over. It's just like...
then, like, Sarge becomes the cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
But, yeah, talking about things, like, that are weird, like the whole meta thing, like, with the gun missing.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Aliens vs. Predator?
No.
I've been recently just watching the Aliens movies.
I already
know
everything about it because of references and the prequel. That's it.
Okay. So, a film series that they decided to do was Aliens vs. Predator.
Hey, I'm going
to
eat you.
And essentially, there's this one bit where, like, the aliens and predators and the humans are in the same area. And, like, the predators have only just become aware that the aliens are running around now. And one of them attacks with, like, the fucking big-ass blade that they have on their wrist. And, of course, cuts it, and then, like, it does this sort of shot where it shows that, like, even the Predator's metal can't actually, like...
What's this in?
Aliens vs. Predator.
I was going to say, because Predators didn't become a part of that story until Aliens vs. Predators, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about Aliens vs. Predators.
Yeah.
But,
is that official now? Is that, like, part
of the story? It's not canon.
It's not canon.
It's not canon.
Okay.
It was just fucking retarded people being like, you know those Dark Horse comics? Wouldn't it be great if we made a movie out of that?
What's Dark Horse?
Fucking comic company that makes shitty comics, yeah. Besides Hellboy.
Yep.
But, like, they did this full-on shot. Like, they pan, like, they do a shot of, like, the metal on the Predator's wrist.
Yeah.
Melting from the acid.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fucking acid sprays on his chest piece, and he has to take that off. And that's when they started kissing. Mm. No. And, like, later on...
I'll call you later.
Later on, there's a bit where, like, one of the aliens has been impaled by one of the spears. And that spear doesn't, like, fucking dissolve.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. Like, he retracts it out and everything, and there's no marks on it or anything. I'm like...
Actually,
so consistency is a thing that doesn't
thing
exist.
In The Walking Dead, which I never noticed. Like, me, when Andrew was watching it here, there's a bit where Daryl's all, you know, he's fucked up after the arrow goes through him and he's sitting in the lake. It's when Merle's talking to him in his hallucination. He has dirt on his face, and then every now and then there's, like...
There's no dirt there?
There's no dirt. They must have done a reshoot or something.
Mm.
It's like, I never noticed it the first time.
Who was saying it? Lauren Cohen was saying how, like, they take a lot of extra shots. Like, they take about 4 or 5 shots before they'll actually get one that they want. And it may not be, like, their best acting, or they may have, like, some messed up makeup or something, but they believe that's a better shot than the other one.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because then they're actually striving for perfection.
Yeah, well, like, as I talk about these things, but at no level am I complaining about them.
Oh, yeah. You're just noticing.
People are going on the internet and complaining. They're just fuckheads.
Yeah, like, I know that when you observe something, it does sound like a complaint. Like, everyone's observations will sound like a complaint instantly.
No, like, we've done small bits of shooting, and it's fucking ridiculous how, like, you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't just realize that he was wearing a wristband in that shot. Like... Just a little thing can fuck you up if it's not playing
right.
Yeah,
see, like, in a movie like Inception, all those inaccuracies, I think they could actually add to the idea that, like, Cobalt is still in a dream world. Because it'd make more sense if it was, like, you know, all these inaccuracies, like, the cat's there, the cat isn't there, he's not, like, wearing the right clothes or something.
Mm.
It's like, but... You could just say that it's because he's in a dream still.
Well, that's the thing. When there's an error and you're dealing with, like, alternate realities, that's, like, one of the craziest things. Because, like, people take that as... Like, fans will make up their own story as to why that is.
Oh, yeah. They'll always adjust it to something else.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like how everyone's like, hey, it's an alternate thing for Batman, you
or
know?
Even,
taken, you know? His wife was taken from him. Fucking...
Or even, like, Mass Effect's ending. How... Like, just a little
indoctrination.
Giveaway. Yeah, little giveaway. Like, people made up another
It's
story.
More of bad design that causes that, though.
But I'm 100% ready to accept the indoctrination theory.
Mm.
just because it's cooler. Just because it's cooler. Not even if it doesn't line up or it's not factual. I didn't give a fuck. It was just a cooler story.
It'd be nice.
Like if you read a fan fiction of something that's better than the actual story.
He means normal fiction as well, not slash fic.
Yeah, just like a story written about it, not like all the characters fucking each other and stuff. None of that thing.
You saved the Reapers, Ashley said while her nipples are wrecked.
Now you want to go on my Reaper?
Dude, who the fuck chooses Ashley as the love interest?
I did in my first playthrough, in number one. I'm actually thinking about going back to number one, and...
Oh, shit. I don't know, it fell.
It was the hard drive, it's alright. I think, yeah, because I want to play Mass Effect 3 and 2 again, but I have to start from number 2 again, because I need to play with Ashley. Like, that's the only difference my story will have. Like, not even just as a love interest, I'll still probably choose Liara, but I want Ashley in my universe, as opposed to Caden.
Both of them are pretty bad.
Caden... I actually liked Caden in the first game, mainly because he's the same voice actor as What's-His-Face, the guy from Star Wars, I can't remember his name. Carl.
Shepard.
But then over time, when he started hitting on me, then I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Is that because you're a female character?
No, I was a dude. In number three,
hit on you.
In number three, he just randomly, it's like, oh yeah, Caden's gay, and he'll fuck you. I'm like, okay, well.
Hey!
You know what? I'm going to go back and rewrite the history. I don't want him in my universe anymore.
I'm going to play through...
Not because he's gay and I don't want him in the universe. Because you can't flick through conversations fast. Because then you'll end up accidentally fucking him like I did. Because in my second playthrough, I was just skipping conversation and then I end up fucking him.
How awkward is it with that bit where like your assistant in the third one is just randomly having a shower in your fucking bathroom?
I don't remember that.
Did you ever invite her to have a shower at your place?
No, she came up to play chess. I was.
Didn't she
want to
have a shower then?
No, I was faithful. I already chose Liara when I met her on Mars. That's why. Because when you choose to be with Liara on Mars, from that point on, you have to say no to Miranda when she comes back, and you have to say no to Ashley. Like you just have to say no. Like, not even There's some little feelings. You can't even do that. Because otherwise you'll end up... Liara will leave and you'll end up fucking Caden.
Wise words from Julian. No, she was still in... Like, that still happened for me, but I don't know whether or not that's because I was playing a female character or not.
So sorry.
Like, this was the playthrough that I played straight after Mass Effect 3 came out. I started... from 1, 2, and then went into 3. And I only ever looked at Liara. I did accidentally convince Garrus that I was interested. Then she's just like, but I'm pretty sure that you've been calibrating more than just the guns with Garrus. It's like, bitch, I did not fuck him.
You know what sucks? Well, it doesn't suck. It's actually pretty cool, but... Because it's over 3 games, I haven't experienced number 2 and number 3 in multiple ways. Like, number 1,
Blob.
I had every top relationship you could have in that game. Female and male. Both Caden, Ashley, and Liara. I've had, like, everything I could have had. But because the storyline split so much in the second and third, I've never done Tally.
I did Tally. That was fun.
Who's the other love interest? Garrus is a love interest, isn't
Garrus is a love interest. So is Kelly Chambers. So is...
Isn't one of the Cerberus chicks in number 2?
Yeah, you can fuck Miranda.
No, not her.
Fuck Miranda.
Yeah, no, I did her.
You can fuck Jack.
Yeah, and no, I didn't do Jack.
You can't fuck Grunt.
I really
Grunt.
Wish I did, because Jack
imagine
Jack
if you could fuck
in the
Grunt.
Third game. I really wish I did.
Imagine if you could fuck Grunt. Or Legion.
Your puny behind.
It's like a gay relationship. Grunt, I'm gonna be in charge.
Yeah,
lead me.
I'm gonna be in charge. Please, you don't have any testicles, motherfucker.
Oh god,
I'm the one that needs to be the man in this relationship.
It would have been hilarious if you could hit on Edie and like you take Edie away from Joker in the third game.
Yeah, you'd be a right cunt.
Anyway. Took her away from him anyways.
We gotta do a break.
I destroyed all synthetic life.
Yeah, that was a bit of a contradiction in the story.
Yeah. What am I gonna fucking do?
Well, no, but I mean, like, you... it was I don't know why they wrote it that way. The fact that you can save all Geth and then you can just destroy everything.
Yeah, you're a bit of a cunt, but still, you needed them.
Yeah.
They had a purpose. They fulfilled their purpose.
I don't know why, Andy Dufresne.
I don't know why Andy Dufresne crawled through all that shit.
I was just pretending. No, I can't do it.
I was just hoping that I could say shit on a narration.
I wish I could tell you that the Monopoly Man.
I'd like to tell you that the Monopoly Man fought off the sisters and they never harmed him again. But this is no fairy tale.
Anyway,
I love that because, they animated him even getting raped.
We gotta go to the break.
You see the cut of his legs where he's just like squirming still. he went directly to jail.
I only brought that up because I was watching old episodes of Family Guy the other day.
I thought you were watching Shawshank Redemption.
No. How great is the old episodes, though? I'm so disappointed in you stuff.
Well, while we're thinking about that, we should go to a break.
Yeah.
All I hear is quotes from Biggie and Pac songs. Whatever happened to the art of rap? That part of rap, in fact, is dead and buried like an artifact. Live, LG is appearing. Shine like the stone of an eerie. So what do we have else to talk about? Seeing that Walking Dead isn't back for another month.
No, I'm just trying to wash out my mouth.
Not even fucking Community's back. You know, the only show that's back, for me at least, is Adventure Time. And that's not really decent to talk about.
Although, Key and Peele's back.
Oh, yeah.
You probably don't watch as much as that as I do, but...
I don't watch that much, yeah. I don't really watch many comedy shows. Because most comedy shows can be, like, just anything stupid and simple. I was watching, like, My Name is Earl, and that fucking annoyed me. You've watched a decent amount, haven't you?
Yeah, this is every episode. Well, Randy thought that I should go down and apologize. And then Randy's all like, I don't know, Earl. That's pretty much every episode. It's just like, you know, Jason Lee, is that his name? Jason Lee? He just says something about Randy, and then Randy's like, well, I don't know, Earl. And that's every episode.
Randy, now I gotta do this. It's on my list.
And then I'll raise my eyebrows up really high.
Then I thought about something for a bit. And while I was thinking about that, I was nodding my head while looking up. And then I thought of the idea.
That guy lost heaps of weight. I think I may have said that on the podcast before.
Yeah, you have. But I mean, like, the episodes when he's in prison were on today. And to my fucking love, I realized that one of the guys in prison was actually Tuco out of Breaking Bad. Like, oh, God.
It's really funny when you see someone...
from another show.
Who's famous now. I don't know who this character is, but, like, every now and then I see someone who's famous now. I see them in a really old show, and they're just an extra. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's funny.
They're just, like, a random character for now. Oh, God. But, yeah, like, the prison season was so bad. One of the people I was watching it with, they were like, why did that happen? Like, why is he in prison? I'm like, because he took the rap for something that Joy did. Why did he do that? Because that was the right thing to do. It's like, it's just terrible fucking writing. Who else can say it?
Last story-driven bit that I saw was Crabman was actually an agent.
Yeah. I've seen like that episode from the midway point every fucking time I've seen it. Like, I never see the start. I always see from the mid.
Hey, it's Pickle Fucker.
There's going to be a third one of those as well.
Clerks. Yeah, I showed Trav Clerks 1 the other day. I think he'd already seen like half of it on TV.
Mm.
But yeah, I was explaining to him like the references. Berserker bit, like Gears of War.
My love for you is like a truck berserker.
I don't think he remembered the achievement. He doesn't really take notice of achievement names.
I never knew the achievement reference at all.
My love for you was like a truck berserker. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
It's pretty funny. But yeah, he said like movie. This will be his final film, Clerks 3. And he's never going to do another movie.
That's a shame.
I don't know why you'd want to go out on a sequel.
I like Smith.
I don't know why you'd want to go out on a sequel. I honestly don't see that.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you rather go, okay, this is an interesting idea. Now this is
You know, he probably doesn't even need to make money. He's probably just giving closure because he doesn't really need to make money off movies.
There wasn't any
movies.
Need of closure, though.
Yeah.
But Clerks 2 ended with some pretty decent
closure.
He's probably closure.
Making a fortune off it, like the 6 or 7 podcasts he have.
Mm. But I mean, like, you look at Clerks 2, how it ended. It was pretty much a closure. They bought the fucking Quick Stop and the video store that was linked to it, and then they ran it. Mm. While Jay and Silent Bob were allowed to stand out the front selling dope. Remember that? Like, that's like the one rule. Yeah. It's like, we'll give you all this money if you remove the restraining order. It's like, what?
I like guess that was going to happen when Lucas was showing me the movie, because as soon as they're in prison and they're like saying they don't have the money, I'm like, yeah, but don't Jay and Silent Bob have all the money from the movie?
Jay's like, yeah, I have all this money.
I'll give you half of what I make. Half? Fine, that's not enough. How about 2/3? No, you already said half. No, it is fuck it. I fucking love niggas with puppets. That's like my favorite line of movie history. I was going to call it NWP, niggas with puppets. Catchy, eat it. I fucking love that. That's probably the first time I've like volunteered to say niggas up front. Like on the podcast. It's usually you.
Porch monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's my favorite section of Clerks 2, where it's like, porch monkey is a racist. Nigger, coon, like lists all the racial slurs. Those are racist. My grandma did say once the broken ball was a nigger knife. Maybe my grandmother is racist.
Do you listen to,
No, I don't.
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old?
No.
Mm. He was fucked up on drugs.
Mary Jason, what's his name?
Yeah. Like, after the Clerks... Like, he was already doing light drugs and stuff, but, like, after, like, he got famous with Clerks and all that, he got into some crazy shit.
Mm.
He tells his stories. The whole podcast is basically to keep him clean. And, like, so he talks through it, like, therapy and shit like that.
Mm.
And, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
He just tells, like, every episode is just basically him and Smith just talking about fucking their wives and shit. So I said to her, I'm going to stick this cock in you. Like, you know how he is, just totally blunt. Oh, they did this great bit of it.
Blunt.
They did this great bit. It's so fucking funny. At the end of, like, the episode, they play a game, and it's like where they get people from the audience to come up, and they make up a sex position with Jason Mewes, and then they act it out. Like, they just pick a name, and then they have to do what they think that would be. So then he ends up just, like, having people, like, dry hump him on stage. It's pretty funny.
The good afternoon.
You can't even see it because it's a podcast, but you laugh because you're like, what the fuck are they doing?
Oh, God.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, isn't that the best thing about visual things in audio-only podcasts? It's like, hey, look at this can. Doesn't it look funny with this dent right here?
I honestly like when people do things that are only visual. Actually, like, Pete Holmes said this after. Like, I said this to someone, and then Pete Holmes said it, like, the next day. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, when someone says something that's more of a visual thing on a CD or on a podcast, I like it more. I'm like, it makes my brain think. It's not just a stream of words going through my head. Like, I actually, I get an image of the room, like, oh, yeah. Maybe he has something in the corner of that room, you know?
Yeah. I was actually thinking about last night when I was writing down, like, a note for my boss. Yeah, I'm fucking my boss, so I write love letters. Not really. I was just writing it, and I'm there thinking, you know, all this is just lines. We are literally just drawing scribbles, and we understand those as words.
Yeah, it's like when you look at...
A letter makes a word, words make sentences.
Like, we get so adjusted to our words, like in our letters, that we know what they are when we see them. But, like, I remember... I can't remember what it was, but we were watching something that had, like the Arabic writing, and someone had a kid in the room. They were like, what's all those scribbles on the wall? Because it kind of looks like scribbles to us.
Yeah, it does, but it actually means things.
Hmm.
I can't believe, like, how text works.
Hmm.
It's just, it is, like, something that's insane.
English is a totally different concept, though.
Just well, any not just alphabet. English,
Italian, anything like that. It's words based off single letters. There's cultures that have words based in a single unit.
Mm.
And it's like, that's something that's pretty far. I can never grasp the concept of that
unless
I was born in that community.
Like the moon symbol. Well, it's a symbol that means moon, fire, all that sort of shit.
Just like, it makes sense to have letters that construct words. That makes sense to me. Like, I don't understand whole words in a single thing.
Hmm. Well, crazy. We don't even have certain words that actually mean like an entire thing. Like,
yeah, it has to be constructive of a whole sentence, really.
Yeah, because Philippe and I were talking about this while I was driving. I might mind you at night, like saying, you know, there are some times like I was going, do you ever think sometimes, like, man, I could just drive completely straight, and I'd fucking break this barrier. Or I'd, like, smash this fucking car, and we'd probably go tumbling down the, like, thing. Yeah. Like, I was getting very fucking visual about, like, the idea of just crashing this car. It's like, the French actually have a word for that. And, like, pretty much what it means in English is call of the void.
Actually, I think Chris Hardwick has already talked about this on his podcast. He's saying he doesn't like standing on buildings because when he stands near the edge, he thinks, what if I did just jump off?
Yeah.
What if I just did that?
You know what's even worse? You just think after that, why would I think that?
You know, it's funny. Isn't Philippe French?
Yeah. What?
Is that why he knows that?
No, he just learns words.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, Pete Holmes had a thing. He had some chick on his podcast who was fucking gorgeous. Looks like someone who actually lives in this town. And she was saying the French word for, like, a slut is, was it Dick Garage or something?
Dick Garage.
It's like, yeah, something along those lines. There's actually an extra bit you put on the end, but, like, the main thing of it is Dick Garage or something like that.
So, Dick Garage.
Yeah, it's like, means slut or some shit. That's fucking funny.
I'm just going to start talking around, saying that to people. Hey, Dick Garage.
I think it's Dick Garage. Like, cock garage doesn't make any sense. I think it's Dick
Garage. I'm just going to, like blend it together so it sounds not like Dick Garage, but just like, Dick Garage. Dick Garage. Chikara, garage. What is that song? Chuckaron or something?
Chuckaron, macaron or some shit. I've actually got that on my iPod.
That's music there. Chikaron.
What is that?
It's a fat Mexican singing.
I don't know. Someone just sent it to me on my phone with no details.
Yeah.
So on my iPod, I just labeled the artist as a retard. I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Don't get so down on him. don't know. I was trying to make Downs joke.
Yeah, Adam Carolla actually has a bit that he does. It's something. It's the mayor or some shit of California, or not California, L.A. Not sure. It's wherever Adam Cole lives. He's like the guy who runs the whole city or whatever, and he's actually Spanish. And they have a clip of him after he saw Iron Man, and he says something about Tony Stark's $1 billion genius man. I don't know, he says something really about the movie. But when you hear it back, it does not sound like that. It just sounds like, man's what anyone want, man. And Adam Carolla's just like, how the fuck does this person get in charge when you can't even understand anything he's saying? Like, how could he be in the country that long and still not know?
How to say the words properly.
Yeah.
It's worth, you don't want to be learn how to say the fucking language. I think speak the fucking language. But if you're a fucking representative of a country where, the main, language is English, you kind of do need to know how to speak English fluently and pronounce things.
It's one smart billion-dollar man or some shit. It's something really fun.
It's not one smart million-dollar man. Sound like that? Maybe I just stop speaking words.
You can understand man because it's like man at the end, but that's me. Sharon.
That's what I will start now just saying every time that I just can't be bothered speaking words. Maybe I just stop speaking words. Man, that show has really taken effect to me.
Which show?
Community. I love it too much. I was rewatching the episode with the hidden trampoline.
Yeah.
And it's like they realize that he's actually really racist.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to be a maze. It's a swastika. I appreciate that too much. Yeah, it's just funny.
You think back and he's saying all the stuff about the darkness and shit.
And then it's just literally a swastika on his torso, and he's just it's gonna be a maze, and they're kind of nervously nodding to it as if they could believe him.
I wish I had a friend like Arbed.
meta.
What?
Meta.
Meta.
Cool. It's even better in the season 3 finale. He actually says cruel. Because the darkest timeline, Arbed actually is Arbed for a bit. So instead of saying cool,
I've seen
cool
that episode where, yeah, isn't that with the one with the room and they got the lions painted and the dark side Arbed he's sort of in their world now.
Yeah, Arbed, it's when
Abed
Britta is giving him counseling.
Yeah.
And she walks.
Yeah, I've seen that episode.
That's the finale.
I've seen part of it. I haven't seen
that's
it
the season 3 finale.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny, because he's got the catchphrase, cool. I like when people in real life actually have catchphrases. And they generally do, but they change them because people notice the pattern, and then they start making fun of it.
I did have a catchphrase, but I didn't want to fucking keep it.
I don't mean one you made up yourself, just one by, that just happens. I have a friend, Simon, he just casually, whenever he says, you say something to him, he's like, oh, good shit. He just says that. And then all of a sudden, that was his catchphrase. You wouldn't even know it was his catchphrase. He just says it.
Yeah, I had, it's not that bad. It's actually not that bad. Every time I fucking said it after, everyone noticed that I kept saying it. It was just you or Lucas or Andrew would be like, hey, it's not that bad. And I'd be like, fuck you guys.
It was more of
guys.
A commitment thing. You couldn't commit to something being good, but you didn't want to say it was bad.
Because
so.
Everything has a good part to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I actually wanted to enjoy things. And then when I say that I don't enjoy things, everyone's like, hey, why are you being such a dick? Start liking things again. It's like, fuck you. I'll do whatever I want.
Whatever.
Meme. I'd at least kiss my son before I fuck him.
That's real quiet kiss he gives him.
That's the best part of it. Like, it's just this silent murmur, and then he's like, as if like he's gonna just go home and fuck his son. Hey, Gag, how about you stick a finger in there before you go and fuck me? And he zaps him with lightning.
This is the human Sentai pad.
Human Sentai pad. Can it read? Yes.
How much? That only came out, like, what, probably a couple of months before Steve. No, maybe not even. Maybe only just a month.
Yeah.
I remember only just seeing that episode not long after Steve Jobs died.
I remember how, like, there was the whole scare about his health. And it was considered false. And then it turns out a week or two later he dies.
Yeah, well, I think, like, there's a few ways you could go with this. He almost died and then he pushed through just long enough to see the release. Or he was actually dead. And,
and it was a holiday at Bernie's like sort of moment. Like, everyone was holding Steve Jobs'
I was going to say a conspiracy.
No, it's like just a live press release. You just see him like walking on like a puppet. Hey, everybody, it's me, Steve Jobs, not some dead guy. I'm totally still alive. And like, somebody's like just in charge of controlling his hands.
Weekend at Stevie's.
Oh, God. There's that episode of Regular Show that actually did that sort of stuff. And, like, that had to be one of my favorite episodes.
They do it with Benson, don't they?
Yeah, Benson's knocked unconscious, so they're like,
they do the thing and they fuck up his date with that chick or some shit.
But then they actually make it everything awesome. And then they have to drink the thing called a Mississippi Queen. It's like, what is this? That's just beginner's luck. Like, it goes straight into, like, actual Mississippi Queen.
Yeah. I'm gonna win me that car.
I couldn't believe that they actually just had Mississippi Queen play.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that reminds me of something. You know how, like, we were talking about, I was really surprised that Mark Hamill, like, did the voice
Skips. What I mean?
I was more surprised when I found out Ice King is SpongeBob. Like, I was like,
oh, yeah, I was watching a Rove LA, and he was actually chilly on it.
Tom Kenny.
Yeah, he did both voices instantly.
Like, I knew Tom Kenny did SpongeBob, but I had no idea. It's funny because he's on the most popular show on both networks now.
It's like, do you have any loyalty? I just do voices.
On the Nerdist, it's like he actually snaps into the voice so smoothly. Like, he doesn't even do a warm up. He just does it.
He doesn't do any sort of voice, like, words to actually get himself.
Actually, he actually does, like, a thing with, when he's doing the Ice King's voice, he like, swears and stuff. It's really funny.
Ah, fuck! He's just Gunter!
Like, yeah, just do whatever you want, bitch. He actually does Gunter. He does the voice for that as well.
Quank.
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 He does the voice for that as well, like, on the podcast.
I nearly think that he should be the voice for Squidward, then. Squidward! Quite wide.
He actually, from what I've found, like he was talking about on the Nerdist. Yeah, I think he actually does. He writes most of the scripts anyway. Like he wrote all the songs for the Christmas album. Don't be a jerk.
You know, I didn't even know like Christmas. The creator of Adventure Time actually did the voice for Lumpy Space Princess. Like, for a while, I thought, oh, he's just got some person.
It sounds a bit like John, doesn't it?
Sounds like just somebody else. Like, he was just like, okay, somebody else do like this oh my god sort of voice.
Yeah, he was.
Then it turns
saying,
out Pendleton Ward's actually the voice actor for it.
He was saying that he's talking about the differences in SpongeBob and Adventure Time, and how Adventure Time, the guy who wrote it, grew up in sort of the 8-bit world, and that's like influenced like how much more different the show is compared to like SpongeBob. And it's like, even a regular show, they obviously grew up in the 8-bit generation, you know, like it's crazy to see how much of a difference that can make for the writing.
Yeah.
And he was also saying that for the pilot, they actually got Finn's older brother, like not the guy who voice acts him.
The older brother.
His older brother did the voice for the pilot, and by the time the show got picked up, he was way too old. So then they got his little brother, who's now the voice of Finn.
Yeah, because originally that show was pitched for Nickelodeon. Yeah,
and it was on YouTube for ages, the pilot, before the show got picked up or something.
So, yeah, that's what happens when you don't pick up a show early enough. It gets better.
Whoa, man!
Oh, no, I wouldn't have liked... I think I would have hated it if, like, it got picked up, like, immediately by Nickelodeon. Because, one, it probably wouldn't be as good animated-wise.
Yeah, I don't like Nickelodeon. I like Cartoon Network way more.
Nickelodeon just...
I think only because I grew up watching Cartoon Network. Like, yeah, I watched your Hey Arnold and everything, but the main shows I watched, Cow Chicken, Dexter's Laboratory, or stuff like that. You know? I even used to watch Dragon Ball Z, which was on that channel. And
I think more or less...
Batman I used to watch.
I think more or less Cartoon Network is just more a channel for cartoons still. Like, people always want to go, it's not the same as it was 9 years ago. It's like, yeah.
There's a lot more
fucking
live action on Nickelodeon now.
Live action still, like, dominates the other two, though, which were both fucking great for animated shows. Like, Disney only has Gravity Falls now.
I never got Disney. Like, I never watched it. And then when Travis was born, Mum used to put Disney on because he used to watch... There was actually a show that was kind of... I think it was Disney. It was, like, PB&J or some shit. It was, like, about these otters. You just get in trouble.
Nah, I never heard of
it. And Bear in the Big Blue House is also on Disney, so...
Disney.
Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. Because now it's time to go. I love that song.
You know, that's actually pretty on topic for what we should do now.
What?
Probably say goodbye. We're, like, in the 25.
We are?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Plugs.
Ooh.
Again, your typical webercast.com. Shit like that. And your YouTube. Just WooberCast in general on everything. Just go to every site you know and type in WooberCast, and there's probably something there.
Yeah, I'll probably start doing stuff eventually, but probably not.
Yeah, well, if you want to start coming up with, like, four-panel comic ideas, if they're written, I can draw them up.
Yeah. At the moment, I already came up with that.
At the moment, I've got a six-panel one, and it's just, it's only, like, half-assed, but
yeah.
I'm just getting it up there. It's a picture of just some guy who's playing a video game. It's probably, the idea's probably already done, but it relates to me, that's why I did it. It's just a guy playing a video game, and he's getting angry because the game's ridiculously hard, and he's, like, saying, no one will ever do it, and then he does it. Mm. And he's like, well, fuck. He doesn't say fuck, but it's just that. But if you want to start writing up four panels, I can... We can start.
Four panels.
Like, even
more
if you
than
wanna,
meets the eye.
Even if you want to draw them, like, actual with pen, I can just color them in on the computer or something. Like, probably not that well, but yeah, if you want to do them, webercast.com.
I just comics. Made a static sound with my. No, because I was. With I pressed my mouth right into the air, windbreaker and then started breathing in.
You know, what is it? It's like fucking probably 7 o'clock right now. It's pitch black, and it's still fucking hot.
This is why I, like, showed up, like, this sort of time.
Yeah.
Because I was no way in hell going to show up at midday.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I'm glad you didn't, because if you, like, shown up halfway through Lollipop Chainsaw, I don't think I would have finished it. I would have been like, oh, no, it's all right, and then put it down and not picked it up again.
I would have been like... Do it, do it. Then I would have been like, why don't you have this move unlocked? Why aren't you wearing the sexy rider costume? I need to jack off right now.
God damn it.
Like, just a second. Which costume are you wearing?
San Romeo.
Why aren't you wearing the bunny costume?
I bought, there's two. I bought a couple of costumes, and then when I finished the game, some more unlocked. And then I was like, fuck, I need to go through and get more medals because there's, like, the bikini ones and all that stuff. I don't have enough medals to get them. But, like I said, I'm a completionist and I'll go through.
Medals are pretty easy to get once you've, like...
No, it is.
Once you've bought everything,
I don't know about what sort of powers you use, but I just go the AAX and then does the...
Yeah, but buying... And buying all the points, like the moves, is an achievement in itself. Yeah. You know, after you've bought like costumes, all the upgrades,
is that one as well?
No.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
That's what I wanted to do. I'm probably going to go back home and now play a bunch of Lollipop Chainsaw.
Well, I'll definitely play more, but for now, I'm going to try and get my Galaxy at War up, and then I'll probably go back to Lollipop tomorrow night or whatever.
I'm making nice sounds in the mic. But,
anyway, thanks for listening. Oh, you want to say something before we wrap up?
You might also want to try and check if there's an app for Mass Effect, because that can also...
It's only on iPhones.
Yeah, fuck them.
Or iPads, mate. Oh, not iPads.
Or Android.
Oh, shit. Travis has an Android. Although, he can probably only use his.
No, it just links via the Origin account.
Okay, well, maybe we'll try that.
But yeah, have fun. Don't jack off too much. Because I'll be watching.
I'll do Chris's catchphrase that he only did in the first few episodes. Bye!
Oh, fuck you. No. That's what happens with my things. You ruin them. Yeah, you ruin them!
It was actually not that bad, Chris. I'm sorry. He's pointing at me in the dark. He looks like
you did that on purpose, you motherfucker.
You fucking motherfucker.
You fucking motherfucker, I will fucking kill you!
I was doing the John DiMaggio pizza guy. You fucking motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you.
No, this is like Boss from Far Cry 3. You motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, I will fucking kill you! Fuck, you gotta play that game.
I will.
Boss is insane.
Once I get enough done.
Yeah.
In my 2012 wrap-up that I was supposed to do.
Then your 2013 will happen with, Bioshock.
Infinite. Yeah. All right. Thanks for
that. Bye.